all mothers. Hit it again, Julius. See, you're going to be hearing this throughout worship this morning. The sound and the battle cry that we need more mothers. Now we don't need baby makers. Called Breath and Britches and Susie Gare, Sissy Susie Gare, can make a baby. But only a woman of integrity can be called a mother. And there's a call this morning for all mothers. He been out sick, so we ain't had a chance to work on it. But think about this, if you will, that the way our society is arranged and the way things are, it is more difficult now to find a mother who have a heart for her children.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Now listen, I didn't say that they didn't like their children, and they possibly even in their own way think they love their children, but they don't have a heart for them. Many ladies don't realize that being a mother is a call from God.
Hallelujah.
You can't quit. You can't take time off. Am I following? Am I making sense here? See, mother don't have, although you go on vacation, you're still a mother. The Lord himself has established in his word guidelines and principles for this role.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nevertheless, the enemy has risen and deceived heads up, and men have risen his head up and distort what God has done. First this morning, let's put a few things in perspective and before we move on. In God's perfected will,
yes, yes.
I said his perfected will, God's perfected will is always being an intent that a child or children are to live under the authority of a father and a mother.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say that again. It is God's perfected will. He designed that children live under the authority of a father and a mother.
Yes, yes, yes.
But thanks be to the grace of God,
yes,
that he has allowed grace to move in to aid us for those who have to live and raise them by yourself.
Amen. Come on, Pastor.
Now listen. We got to understand something. It was by the grace of God, because of error that you and I have made over a period of time, that the institution of family was always designed by God to have the father as the head, the mother and children.
That's it. God.
What y'all working on?
God.
No, that ain't it. It is commendable for those single parents who refuse to deny their responsibility to their children. It should be honored to be able to say that single parent, if you had to raise your children on your own, your responsibility must not neglect it because someone left you. You're still a mother. It's still your responsibility to show that child everything properly that they need in order to come up and live a life that's pleasing to God.
Amen.
It's a joy to see children watch and love that their parents has committed themselves to the upbringing of their children. And for anybody who walk in parenthood, first thing you have to realize is that you're going to have to deny yourself things that your children might have. I heard a few amens over the place, but some of us don't understand the conflict, what I'm saying in that statement, simply because we are so self-driven until we don't feel that we get what we want. But how many know if when you start denying yourself in order that your child might have, that's when the blessings of God begin to flow in your family.
Hallelujah.
You hear people say, and I've had on occasion witnessed this, that the government has set aside of things that parents might be able to provide, help them provide for their children. And then you see that mothers, some ladies who have children in the grocery store, children with them, evident that they have needs as well. But with the provisions that they're made, they're buying things like crab legs, shrimp, red snapper. And I'm looking in my cart, and I'm looking in their cart. And knowing that the things that she's purchasing is not for the children. Because I see the little box of mac and cheese. But she's doing something for preparation for her big daddy. Selfishly, she's preparing for someone else. But I don't know about you. I thank God for a father to let me understand, if my children don't eat first, nobody else gonna eat. Listen, you ain't gotta be with me because I don't know how you was raised, but in our household coming up, a preacher didn't come there and we had to wait for him. Come on, somebody. My old man would tell my mommy in a minute, you feed them children. That preacher looked like he ain't never missed a meal. Come on, somebody. You feed my children. That, the obligation first is to the children. Mothers, I call you out this morning to deny your selfish ambition, but to commit to raising your children in spite of the wrongdoings that some of them do. Amen. Man, can't them rascals disappoint you? These young parents, they ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till them jokers get 13. Come on, somebody. When they think they know everything, come on here. And you still, now listen, here is what I want to send out to all mothers this morning. You cannot do what the Bible tells us to do, is train them up and be their friend. See, you trying to befriend them, and God called you to train them. They got their friends they talk on the phone, but when you talk to mama, and help me out with this, when some children calling their mama by their first name. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:6a, it says, train up a child. That is your responsibility, because sooner or later they ain't going to be children no more. And then when they become grown, let them go. Your training session is over. I've done what required of me. Now you go and do what God said, because I got it in you. It's up to you to make the decision. And how many of us got to understand something? When you train and you just can't tell them, you got to be an example. Hallelujah. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. See, many people get into telling people how to do stuff, but they're looking at what you do. They ain't looking at what you're saying. Don't line up. Come on here, somebody. His divine love. Home should be the first place that a child experiences love. Home. Mama. When she comes or he comes out of that womb, the love connection has already been in place. And they gaze into that child's eyes. And that child see love. Now see, you got to remind them rascals. See, listen here now. You know, I remember when your eyes had white in them. Well. Oh, they bloodshot now. Come on, Pastor. The eye drops don't do it. The Visine don't do it. Listen, they bloodshot now. But you got to remember when you looked into those pure little eyes and could see the white in their eye and the purity of who that child is and love them there just like you love them now when they rascals and Rachel's all around doing the matter thing. You got to understand, God loves never change. There is a saying that I did it because I love you. And sometimes I used to say to myself, That's a peculiar type of love. But then I've come to understand how that love works. How many know that you love them enough to help them do the right thing or show them the way? Amen, somebody. See, many people ain't going to follow this kind of preaching this morning because they don't believe in taking time with their children. Matter of fact, if you love them enough, you put some word in them at an early age. Oh, and it's getting a little quiet in here now. See, some people feel like, I ain't got time to take them to Sunday school. Well, you're going to show up later. It's going to show up. How many know what you put in is what they're going to come out? Eventually it's going to come out. But the word also let us know, if you put the right thing in, that sooner or later they'll come back. And listen, do I have anybody in here who remember when mama told you the right thing, showed you the right thing, but when you got a certain age, you went out and done something? But thank be to God that the grace of God held you up long enough to know that now I remember what mama used to say. I remember my upbringing, and I'm walking in the ways of God, not because I've been good, but because I had a good mama. She taught me how to love. She taught me how to love because she was love. How many realize that, you know, I think some people in our society today seem to think like tiredness and fatigueness just came to the world. I wish Mother Hopkins was here this morning. She could appreciate this thought because she and Linda and I had a discussion about my wife was saying, Lord, Mother, I got to go home and wash clothes. And Mother Hopkins would say, Sister Scott, you mean you got to go home and put them in the washing machine? And the seriousness of her face, she say, you mean you got to go home and put them in the washing machine, take them out the washing machine, dry right there, take them out the washing machine, put them in the dryer? That what you talking about? You got to go home and wash clothes? Y'all ain't following me here. Because, see, mother was telling her, listen, when I had to wash clothes, she said, first and foremost, I had to get wood to make sure I get a fire. Can anybody follow along with me? Any grandparents can follow along with me? When she had to build a fire, first of all, to be able to put water in the pot, that she didn't go to the faucet and turn the water on, that she had to pump the water up to bring the water in the foot tub. Y'all ain't following me here. And take the foot tub over to the big black pot. Pour it in the pot. Let it boil for a while. Get the scrub pan and start scrubbing. See, I ain't never been there, but mother told a story. How many know you got to learn to appreciate what you got now, because it ain't always been like it is. So I'm calling all mothers to say, Lord, I thank you for what it is. And mother was looking at her and say, you got to go home and wash. She was amazed at how she had to do that. But see, and then she was told to say, you got powder in a box. Mother said, we used to have a big block of lye soap that they made and wiped them clothes down. And when you wash them and rinse them down, you had to hang them up. Oh, y'all ain't following me. Some of these children don't know what in the world I'm talking about. But see, some of you got to let them know the Lord has brought us from a long way. Come, listen, mother said, and while she was washing, she had her dinner on in the house. What you talking about? You tired. You work at a desk for 8 hours. Come on, somebody. But what about when you got to go out in the field and pick cotton? You got to go out in the field and work the fields and come home and then fix dinner and clean up your house and fix things for your children. Ain't God good?
Yes, sir.
Can you understand that? We get a call to mothers to understand. You talking about you need a break. What you need a break from? You got everything you need right here. I've heard parents, I just need a break. A break from what? Listen to some of these stories that these ladies can tell you. See, that's what the Bible tells us, that older women need to teach those younger women how to be wives and how to be mothers. They need to tell him. They need to tell him. Don't suck that in your mouth and put it in that baby's mouth. Why would you do such a thing? You take that in the bowl before we see. My mama knew you say, you take it and wrench it off. No, ain't no rinsing now. You take that thing and wrench it off. And they would even go sometime to ball it off. But give in essence, what that all said to me was, give the child a chance. Sometimes we don't give children a chance. We start them off wrong. You got your friends over there, the music going, whatever y'all doing, partying going on, child sitting right there. Am I preaching truth? But I'm giving a call out to real mothers. The ones who are going to be what the Bible tells us in the Bible, what it talks about in Proverbs. Proverbs 31 that was so eloquently brought to us this morning. The Bible lets us know, and as I make this call this morning, who can find a virtuous woman? I even heard it said this morning that it's kind of difficult, but the Lord knows that he got somebody he can call on. There's a mother out there. There's a woman out there who said, you know what? Lord, I'm going to be what you designed me to be. I don't have to try to fix myself to be what he is. Y'all ain't following me here. I don't have to try to be man. I don't have to have a liberation. I don't have to have everything right according to the man, the laws of the land. But Lord, I know what you call me to be. Get tight right here. Get tight right here. In our modern day society, they have this thing that women want equal opportunity. I'm with it. I understand that. I really do. An equal opportunity. But I have to always make reference to what the Bible says. The beauty of a household is knowing who's the head. But now, listen, that doesn't mean that you are lesser than. But you acknowledge who God said is the head. Amen. Because he said he's over everything. And he said, now I have called man to be the head. I ain't looking for no amen. I just want you to follow me. Just, if I'm not truthful in what I'm saying, don't receive it. But he said to the man, I will give you a suitable helpmeet.
That's the
scripture. And you know, a lot of times, ladies get mixed up with this thing because they want to do Bible and they want to do a little world. You have to make up your mind. That's why the call is for a mother who's willing to stand on the word. Now, watch this. When you married according to the will of God and you being obedient to God and following the things of God, even in your selections, in your coming together, you are equally yoked. So you realize who you marry before you get into it. Oh, come on, help me here, somebody. If you know you marry an overbearing, trifling, good for nothing, just because you marry, they ain't going to change. But if you know you marry a loving fellow who don't mind saying that this is my wife, she walks with me, she is by my side, I understand her position, God brought her out of me, come on here, and you understand who they are, how many know that when two can walk together, they can be in agreement? Ooh, I love it when a plan comes together. Because once, early on, you think, yeah! Truth of the matter is that if you want to do it God's way, you got to deny your way. That's scripture. The Bible said, for her worth is far above rubies. Watch this now. Watch this, what the word said. The heart of her husband is safely trust her. How many know, how many brothers in the house can say, you know what? I trust her. The things you're saying about her, you go ahead and say what you please. I know who my wife is. I know who my children's mother is. How many know that sometimes we allow things to come in out of the world, get in our ear, and mess us up? But how many know if you know what you know, You don't have to be worried what other folks say. Come on, somebody. I know I didn't marry a perfect woman, but who I married, I trust her. If I can't trust her, what I'm doing going to bed at night closing my eyes in front of her? No, I'll be a fool. Come on, somebody. Can I tell Pastor Wood a story from yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yes,
can I tell it?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell it? Because I can't take credit for it. He told us this yesterday. He says, husband and wife team was traveling in remote area, and they had to have donkeys, jackasses, to travel on. And he was traveling, this husband and wife team. The husband and the wife had donkeys, and they were traveling, and their movement, the mule that the lady was driving, he stumbled, and the lady fell off. She fell off, of course the husband is concerned and asked about herself, but the woman got up and got in front of the mule and said, "That's one." So they kept on traveling, and as they traveled, the horse began to stumble and things began to happen, you know, a little rumble, and she fell off again. She went up to the mule and says, "That's two." So as time went on, they kept on traveling, and turbulence got a little worse, and the lady got thrown off the mule again. She went in her pack sack and pulled out a pistol. Bam! Killed the monkey. The mule. I can't never get them right. You with me? Kill the mule. Husband went off. What you doing? Oh my gosh, you kill these people, mule. We rent. What am I gonna tell these people? He just went on and on. She walks up to her husband and say, "That's one." No more counting. That's over. She does him good. The Bible says in Proverbs, a virtuous wife does him good and not evil. She always got him in mind, want to do the best things for him. Now, see, what a lot of people don't understand about when you do good to people, there's a reciprocation. It's coming back. It's coming back. I used to hear Deacon Hopkins talk about, I know he don't mind me mentioning that. He used to make a big fuss. His wife was asking to go get him some water. And he used to make a big fuss about it. Why you don't get up and get your own water? But he learned to go get a water. But see, the reciprocation came in back. He ain't gave us the details on it. But how many know he's smiling now more than what he used to smile? Every day is happy in the Hopkins household. It's amazing what a cup of water can do, brother. She does. I don't preach like this for all you get. I don't preach like this all the time. But I'm enjoying Jesus. And she willingly works with him, work her hands with him. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night. Can anybody remember when Mama used to get up early in the morning? And sometimes, you know, when Daddy was going through his transition, as many of us might know how some fathers did, they was doing their thing and Mother had to do it all at some time. And mothers would get up and make sure that fire was right and breakfast was there. Amen, amen. Say amen to that. Amen, amen. Can you remember that?
Yes,
can you remember that she didn't pop her biscuits out of a can,
right,
and she had to roll them out?
Yes.
You know, she had to roll them out. And some people, I've come to understand that some of them used to do it not in an oven.
That's right,
on top. Yeah, but somebody know what I'm talking about. And them biscuits be just as fluffy and good. Listen. Only thing you need with that, you didn't have to have meat. If you just had a little cane pat syrup. little Alabama, there's a Georgia boy in the house. Her children, here's the part I want to get to. Her children rise up and call her blessed. They acknowledge what mama is. They acknowledge that, mama, I appreciate what you get. Now, here's something in our modern day society we got to learn. You ain't got to keep working to try to satisfy them. You just do what's required.
Amen.
You can't buy, you. Some of us had to learn, you can't buy them and satisfy them.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, they got quiet because some of us try to buy our children's friendship. But I'm coming to do like my old man. I ain't buying no more toys now. They got enough toys. Now, my responsibility to go farther than just buying them toys. Y'all follow me here? My responsibility to go farther than try to give them things. But how many know that I want them to have something in them to understand when troubles and trials come, when that little Johnny-go-lucky come and whispering something in your ear, it don't mean nothing. Y'all ain't helping me. I want my grandgirls to understand something, that their daddy got to first love them first. And how many know when daddy learned how to love them, then they looking for somebody who can love me and understand me and respect me? Because if they don't, I know I got a daddy. And not only is he my daddy, but he's choking and carrying something to let you understand that if you don't treat my daughter right, I wish I had a witness in here. Somebody know that. Listen, somebody got to understand something about parenting. Sometimes you have to put yourself in check. Fathers, can I speak to you for a minute? I know this ain't our day.
Yes, sir. Bring it.
But how many know that? You don't lack for no... I mean, you're a little hard-headed, nappy-headed boy. You can kind of deal with that. But somebody who got a daughter. I'm talking to these pops who got a daughter. There's something about your daughter. And you know she. You know how you treat her and how precious she is to you. Now, here comes this little Johnny Joker coming along, came barely making himself, and talking about he got something to say to her. Y'all ain't hear what I say. I say he got something to say to her. Y'all, but you see, that daddy rising up now. So you got to understand something. What you got to say to her that you can't say to me? If you can't say it to me, you ain't got no business saying it to her. Y'all follow me here? See, then them mamas get out there. You ought to leave them children alone. What you mean leave them alone? I know what's on his mind. I've been 15. I was 16. Amen. I know what's on that rascal mind. I know what he wants. He can say all the things he wants, but I know what he want to do. I know where he's trying to get to. I know the whole line. I know everything. Let's cut through the chain. Boy, go sit yourself down over here. Girl, you go sit over here and listen to what I got to say, because I've been there. How many know experience beat everything? We need to let our children know you ain't been there for where. I already been there. I know what you're going through, but I know one thing. If you hold out by the grace of God, that God will bless you, and that day will come that you can grow up and be a child, a man of God. Watch what I'm saying to you. Paul said it like this in Corinthians. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I act like a child. But when I became a man, a woman, I put away those childish things. Ain't nobody trying to stop you from growing up. I want kids to grow up. Hopefully it been less on me. It don't change though. I take that back. But the key to point, Jesus, give me my horn. Mothers, stand up if you will. All mothers. Hit it again. Life. And what you don't understand is, ladies, that the call is being sent out every day. Why? Look at the condition of where our world is. I really admire the lady in Baltimore who was going upside that boy's head. I admire that, because that's who she is. She'd love him enough to let you know, I ain't raising no thug. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Lady, y'all with me? You ain't raised no thug. You ain't raising her to walk around and switch around and try to expose herself to everything. You ain't raising that. Blow that trumpet. You got to understand something. This call I'm bringing to you, it requires for you to stand on integrity. And you can't do it on your own. You need the Lord. Because sometimes self will try to take over. And don't you sometimes you want to snatch him? And you can snatch him and pull him in everywhere but loose. But sometimes you got to hug him. And anybody have one of them hug squeeze that you want to hurt him, hug squeeze? You just can't let him go. Come on, somebody. And after a while, the tenderness of your heart shows up. Y'all ain't following me here. See, the tenderness of your heart shows up. Because if you hug him long enough, guess what's going to happen? Tears start falling from your, I love you, boy. As minish as you is, I love you anyhow. And all the trouble you've given me over life, I still love you. Why? Because God loved me. And because he loves me, he taught me how to love you. You tell her. She ain't gonna like it. You tell that little girl. You tell that little sassy thing. She's just 13. Dress like you 13. You ain't 20 yet. Because when you dress in 13, you get in the eyes of 21-year-old. And then you ain't ready to handle that yet now. Mothers, please. Please rise up to the occasion. They ain't gonna like you for it. But they'll learn to love you. They appreciate you for helping them. For falling. The devil got a trick for them. The devil got deception for them. But you gotta be the one to stand up and let them know. The way of the Lord is the right way. Let them girls know it's all right to be a virgin. Let that little boy know it's all right to be a virgin. That's not taught anymore. Amen. But we need to let them know it's okay. Be different. Hallelujah, somebody. Everybody else doing well. You ain't everybody. I didn't raise you to be like everybody. You my child. Come on. Y'all know how y'all can do it. Instead of teaching them how to have sex, show them that you wait. And enjoy the time when the Lord bring it together because it'll be done right. Amen. Hallelujah. And then they ask you, Mama, let's talk. Grace of God held me, girl. Be honest with them. Don't let them know. Listen, I made my faults along the way. Because I like to tell my son and I tell young boys all over. No, I'm not saying I was the perfect example. It's by the grace of God. But now that I know better, I'm willing to show somebody else better. Father, I thank you right now.
Thank you, God.
For every mother that's standing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, I pray now you will create in them the right spirit.
Hallelujah.
Mold them from the inside out to be used for your glory. That they will stand on the promises of God and live and show their children. And to stand by their husbands. And to be able to be a beacon of light for the world to see. You're looking for a woman of God, look at me. With all my imperfections, I love Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
He loves me. For it's in Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, mothers, if you can.